Tesoro is proposing the 135-mile pipeline carrying Waxy crude from the Uinta Basin to refineries in Salt Lake. Among the comments Wednesday, Councilmember Roger Armstrong said he's concerned that Tesoro's preferred route through the county runs by Rockport Reservoir and the Weber River. Armstrong said that after attending Tesoro's open house in Heber and last week's meeting where the council questioned company representatives, he's still not very comfortable about the plan and what happens if the pipeline breaks. He noted Tesoro proposes subjecting the Waxy crude to intense heat in order to move it on a 40-hour journey to Salt Lake.
Again, given the nature of how they describe this oil moving, it's heated to 175 degrees, and it's their assumption that that temperature will be sufficient, that it will retain sufficient heat over the next 40 hours to move through the pipelines. They're not heating the pipelines. If they need to loosen the oil, they will. But it's their anticipation that heating the oil to 175 degrees with the insulation on the pipes will be sufficient for the oil to make a 40-hour run to its ultimate destination. If that's the case, it suggests to me that this oil doesn't lose its heat rapidly.
He suggested then that a line break could have the oil initially flowing out of the pipe like lava for a significant period of time.
They say as soon as it cools to 95 degrees ambient temperature, it solidifies. If it, for example, if a leak happened 1 mile from the starting point, that's going to be 175-degree oil coming out of that hole. It's going to take some period of time for that oil to cool down to 95 degrees. If the oil were to leak at a mile from the end destination, it would seem like it will have lost some of its heating potential, and it will cool slightly faster. So the big question is someplace in between. When it reaches Summit County, when it's running along the Weber River, at what temperature is that oil going to be? And exactly how big a leak is going to result, and what is the required cleanup for that? How long will a cleanup take for that kind of forecast leak?
Council Chairman Chris Robinson, talking with Armstrong, said they should ask Tesoro to show them that they have a rock-solid plan to minimize the impacts of a leak.
The question is, what's your design? And they don't know that. They're coming up with the design. And what we're interested in is making sure that there's very low probability of a leak, and if there ever were one, how they're going to clean it up. And if there ever were one, it'd be very small. And while they're constructing it, they don't raise Cain with everything.
There should never be a situation where the pipes are positioned in such a place that the worst case scenario results in the oil running into any of our water systems. That should not happen. That shouldn't be subject to remediation. It should just be placed so that that can't happen.
Well, I'm not sure that that's physically possible.
Well,
is that there needs to be an offset from our waterways.
Yeah.
Robinson summarized what they need from the oil company.
So the question of what the setback is, someone's asked that. How far will it be from our... what's the distance between the pipeline and the Weber River, or from any of its tributaries or other bodies of water, we ought to be mandating a big setback. So we got our first line of defense is a setback. Second line of defense is they're going to catch it quickly. The first line of defense is they catch it quickly. Second line of defense is that they shut it off quickly and isolate it. Third line is we got a buffer.
Later on, Councilmember Kim Carson told us that she, too, feels there should be a buffer against the Weber River and other waterways.
I think all of this is a lot easier said than done, though. I think we still have a lot more to learn on just what their process will be for mapping out exactly where it's located and how they're going to be installing the pipeline. I'm really concerned about the disturbance of the vegetation and the waterways during the process of laying the pipeline. And then, of course, we're all concerned about the possibility of, some type of a disaster with a break in the pipeline.
Carson also gave details on how citizens can send comments to the Forest Service.
You can go to www.uintaexpresspipeline.com and there should be a link to the survey. That the survey actually goes to the Uinta Wasatch Cache National Forest, to the services supervisor's office. And then there's also a phone number. It's the community care line that's been set up, and you can get additional information there. And that's 801-560-3044.
County Council Member Kim Carson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.